Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Kindness by Emma Dancy. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." Kindness seems to be a lost art in our culture today. Although it is promoted a lot, true kindness can only come from the Holy Spirit. Sure, a person can do an act of kindness, but a person can truly only be kind because of the Holy Spirit in life. We are all by nature going to fall on the side of unkind in heart, in mouth, and in action. But Jesus changes everything. He transforms our sinful states and gives us the ability to live like Him. Do you struggle with showing kindness to others who are different from you? Do you have a difficulty using kind words with loved ones? Are there unkind thoughts festering in your heart and mind? We can come to the Lord today in prayer, asking Him to transform us from the inside out. Let's pray. God, You are perfectly kind. Thank You for Your loving kindness that has been continuously shown to us. Thank You for Your help and Your encouragement to us when we have been undeserving. Would You please meet us in the areas of unkindness in our lives? Would You please help us to say no to our flesh and yes to the Spirit? We pray that the fruit of the Spirit, kindness, would flourish. We ask that You would reveal ways we can grow. Forgive us for not being kind to people around us, for not being kind to ourselves even, and for neglecting this powerful way of living that honors You and blesses others. Remind us how to love well through being kind. God, we know true kindness is not indifference and tolerance, but sharing the truth in love. Help us to present hard truths when needed in compassionate ways with gracious words. We know that we all fall short of Your glory, and we pray for Your eyes in moments of difficult conversations to be able to communicate lovingly. For those who we disagree with, help us be kind. For those who we do not know, help us be kind. For those who we are closest with, who see our worst, help us be kind. Lord, we cannot do this on our own. We need Your help. Lord, You say in Galatians 6:9-10, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Part of showing kindness and living out this fruit of the Spirit is extending forgiveness to others. Would You please enable us to have softened hearts, to show kindness to others when they let us down or hurt us? We have been forgiven so many times over by You, Jesus. Help us to remember that as we grow in forgiving others. We pray for kindness to young people. So often, it is easy to separate ourselves from children. Please help us to model your love in the way we talk and act towards the least of these. Remind us that we have a ministry opportunity to point them to you by the kindness we show to them. Please give them insight into your saving love through the ways that we treat them. Remove any temptation to be short-tempered as they are learning and growing. Take away any unkind thoughts or words that we are tempted to think or say to young people. Give us hearts for them like you have for them. We ask, lastly, that you would help us to show kindness to those who are not kind to us. To those who hate us or treat us poorly, give us strength. Reveal ways that we can show genuine kindness by your Holy Spirit. May the ways that we love them point to your ultimate sacrifice for them. We pray that they would see you through our kindness, because it is not natural. It is only from God. Thank you for the gift to be kind. Thank you for the beauty of showing love and care for others. We pray that we would represent your name well today and always. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.